Packers had another win, so of course we got to check in with our buddy Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. Marty, how are ya?
Hey there, gang. 6-1. Oh, man. Let me tell you, this is, we've been waiting for this for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
Marty, are you in the bathroom?
Well, there's an echo.
You know, hey, listen, I'm a busy guy too, all right? I'm not used to making this many calls recently. We haven't been winning games like this every season.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm trying to get it all in at once, you know?
And, you know, hey, and Marty may be feeling the effects of a good tailgate from yesterday. You never know, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, it's got to go somewhere.
I know. My husband is trying to watch the carbs, so he stopped drinking beer and he started drinking those hard seltzer drinks. He went to the bathroom early this morning.
Well, yeah, you know, that'll happen. You stay hydrated and things just start working out for you.
So I got to ask you something that I've noticed. I'm a former lawn guy, and I've noticed the last couple of weeks at Lambeau, I've been seeing players slipping a lot, like not getting tackled, like slipping.
Yeah.
Is there something going on that you know of with the field, or maybe is there some kind of thing that we could tell the groundskeeper? Do you have any ideas on what's happening there?
Well, you know, you saw Graham slip, and you saw Vitaly slip last week. You know, that was a little bit of a bummer. You know, this week I feel like they just kept the field a little bit wet, so that way they could slow the Packers down. You know, you can't have Aaron Rodgers throw 8 touchdowns in a game. You know, you got to keep it fair for everybody else.
That's a good point.
So I'm guessing they're just trying to literally level the playing field there.
That's good.
There's also been a number of injuries to our receiving core. Knock on wood, our Aaron Rodgers is okay.
That's right.
But we've been down a few receivers. Have you ever injured yourself while watching a game or while pre-gaming or anything like that?
One time. When the Packers won the Super Bowl in 2011, right as the game was over, I got out of my chair a little too fast, pulled both my hamstrings.
My gosh.
Was that the year?
That's right. That's right. You got to be careful of those recliners, all right? Those are some thick boys right there.
Was that the year that they played against the Steelers?
Yep, 2011. I'll never forget it. Mostly because of the hamstrings, but, you know, the Super Bowl was great, too.
I'll never forget that, too, because that was my daughter's 7th birthday. When my daughter was born, I told my dad, we're Steeler fans. I love the Packers, too. But I told my dad, one day, the Steelers will be in the Super Bowl on Lily's birthday. And on that day, they will win. Yeah. It was her 7th birthday. If the Steelers would have won, it would have been the 7th Super Bowl title. It was in the stars.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I've never been happier to hear that you were wrong, Jackson. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers took that dream from me.
So what are
we looking forward to next week?
All right. Well, next week we got the Chiefs. You know, it was supposed to be the big matchup. You know, Rodgers, the greatest quarterback against Mahomes, who I guess he's supposed to be like the next guy or something. But, you know, Rodgers is going to play for another 10 years. So I don't really know what they're talking about. So now we got the Mahomes-less Kansas City Chiefs. So I like the Packers in that one. Chiefs still pretty good offense, though. I'm going to say 20-31.
Wow. High-scoring game right there. Well, thank you so much.
That's right.
Hopefully everything comes out okay in the bathroom.
Make sure you wash your hands, unlike Jackson.
Progress is a process, guys, you know?
Thank you, Marty.
You have a great
day,
buddy.
Take care.